So I received a gift.
Do you pronounce it gift or gift? Okay.
I received a gift, and because I've been out Christmas shopping with some family and helping them get
the
some
gift
gifts.
Of the Magi.
Guardians of Gahul. Yeah.
There you go. He nailed it.
The Guardians of Gahul, the gift of Gahul.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the Jahul.
Yeah, of course.
You're a fool, Jahul. The rapping owl.
Ujagaka. Ujagaka.
Welcome to Bracket, the only show where we take a bunch of shit, face it off against another bunch of shit to see what the best shit really is. I'm your host, Cullen Country Breakfast Jennings, and joining me today is Baby Pepsi himself, Jesse Knowles.
Hey, it's me, Jesse, and now I have a machine gun. Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, God. And Banana Man himself, Dan McKinney.
Hey, everybody. It's the little Dan Nick, little Dan Nick. It's the little Dan Nick, little Dan Nick.
Run, baby.
I love that Josh Gad bit. He's such a funny man.
More like Josh Dad.
I
fucking got him. Blasted.
Say,
gang, 2018 has been rough. Like, give us a break.
Like, we're cruising at the end here. You know, each year keeps getting better than the last. We're like a bad trash. We're bad trash. We're bad trash.
Very appropriate. We are bad trash.
So,
Cullen, real quick before we start the episode, I do want to make a quick note here. First off, we transitioned podcast hosts in case that didn't make it into cold open. So I know a couple of you had to your phone automatically re-downloaded a bunch of episodes. On my end, that looks like it only happened to about 12 of you. If it did happen, feel free to reach out to us over email and Twitter just to let us know that it happened or what podcast client you were using. That shouldn't happen again in the future. We're trying to figure out a way to get all the episodes up in a way that doesn't make your phone think like, hey, I should get that. So just give us some patience and let us know if there's any issues in the future. Also, programming note, I think we're taking next week off.
Yeah, that makes sense. Holidays and everything.
Because next week, Monday and Tuesday are Christmas Eve and Christmas, and those are our 2 days that we typically record. So, just wanted to throw that out there at the start.
Yeah.
Because it's the holidays, Cullen, and what does that mean?
That means that we got an annual holiday episode. I don't know if it's annual. We just try to do something for holiday sake every year. This week we're doing...
That makes it annual.
True.
Reference.
Sure.
I don't know if it's annual. It just happens around the same time every year, on
just,
the dot.
Whatever. It happens. So, we're doing Best Santa. So here's your lineup. The Santa Claus, Mall Santa, Santa Monica, Santa's Workshop, Bad Santa, The Grinch Santa, Santa's Little Helper, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, Sandy Claus, The Coca-Cola Santa, Krampus, I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus, Santa Claus, Secret Santa, Janelle Santa Cruz, and Deli Bird is your anime entry of the week. I've been gone for 2 weeks, and I get back for this. I was like, I don't know why he's going to do this, but that song's really good. It's dying in the bright light. Mr. Jones and Me, Counting Crows song. It's a very good album. He likes the color gray. The Santa Claus versus the Mall Santa. Anyone care to take a stab at it?
Mall Santa will stab you before you stab Mall Santa, and that's a fact. I'm a Santa Claus vote.
True. Here's the thing. I think the Santa Claus, I used to watch it like all the time, kind of loved that movie. When I was growing up, and then I saw the second one, was like, this is okay. And then here's the thing. And then Tim Allen opened his mouth some more. So I'm out. I'm a Mall Santa vote.
Okay, you bring that up, actually. Tim Allen opened his mouth a lot,
yep.
And he's a fucking snitch.
He is definitely a snitch. I don't know if you heard this about Tim Allen, but he's a snitch. He's a fucking rat. I owned a copy of The Santa Claus on VHS, and even back then, I was like, oh, this ain't that great.
Even back then, the VHS tapes had a message encoded on it, like, hey, if Tim Allen ratted you out, write to us.
It's funny that the Santa Claus all came with a small packet of cocaine.
Right, yes, the snow.
Yeah.
Santa loves snow, don't you, Santa?
Right. He only took that job because they told him there would be a lot of white.
Snow is the mall Santa.
I'm not a big mall Santa person. Are y'all?
I'm a really big mall Santa person.
I'm what you call a mall Santa head.
I travel the country in search of the best mall Santas.
You guys read that long form article about that one guy whose article shut down the best mall Santa in America? Man.
Oh God.
Tim McGraw tried to visit that mall Santa and just couldn't visit him for 5 hours.
I miss you, Tim McGraw. Mall Santa is my vote.
Rest in peace, Tim.
Rest in peace, Tim McGraw.
I don't think so, Tim.
Here's the thing I'll say genuinely about the Santa Claus.
I like it. First... I love it. I want some more of it. That's what Santa said about cookies and milk every house he goes.
Oh, I thought this was cocaine.
Yes.
Colin, that legit, your cover sounded like a Disney villain, like a monster trying to sing Tim McGraw.
I've like halfway lost my voice, and the holidays are killing me, and after this is over, I'm going to kill the mall Santa, so I'm a mall Santa vote.
You heard it here first, folks.
Right, build him up to knock him down, I understand.
Yeah, right! If the mall Santa here is confined and dead, then you know what happened to
him. The harder they fall. I'm right there with you, man. Here's the thing. The Santa Claus itself is actually it's a decent movie. It's not the best holiday movie out there, but I do appreciate the conceit of like, hey, you killed Santa Claus. One, you killed Santa Claus. Two, you put on his coat. Like, a man fell off your roof and died, and the first thing you did was take off his coat and said, huh, this is nice material.
I like this.
I guess I'll worry about the blood and stuff later, but dang, this thing's wonderful. Right. Blood doesn't even show on it. It's nice and red.
Yeah, I'm still a mall Santa.
Mall Santa's... Odds are in your favor that Mall Santas will not be Tim Allen, so I'm a Mall Santa vote.
Arguably, the opposite is true, but I still think I'm going to be a Mall Santa vote because I do appreciate the ones out there who are just like the old guys who just want to bring joy to the world.
Right.
Aren't weird. They just like when kids are like, wow, you look like Santa Claus. And they're like, because I am. Don't tell anybody I was here. You know, put a little magic back in the world. So I'm going to be a Mall Santa vote.
Yeah. All right. It looks like Mall Santa will take out the Santa Claus in a first round sweep, 3-0. We got Santa Monica versus Santa's Workshop.
So Santa Monica being
impossible to get to.
That classic Theory of a Dead Man song, right?
The
song I only know about because I played David Cage's Indigo Prophecy.
We can live beside the ocean, hang out with Santa Claus. That's it, right? Yeah. It's going to be a musical episode for me. I'm just going to sing everything as an Everclear song. So,
okay, all right.
Just deal with it.
Are we doing a musical episode?
We should do that. Oh, we're terrible.
That's...
Mr. Jones and me. We tell each other fairy tales. We stare at the beautiful women. Don't stare at them. That's creepy. But Duritz is kind of creepy.
Santa's Workshop is a magical place, and I won't hear otherwise. Yes. Let's be real. It's not very well ventilated. The supplies are pretty cheap, as well as the labor. But... also, they can build an Xbox in 5 seconds. I mean, come on.
It's true.
Who else can do that except for my guy down the street?
Can't do great things on 40 hours a week, like Santa always says.
Santa's always out there being wondering, like, hey, I saw you took an extra minute on your lunch break. What's the deal with that?
Have y'all watched the Christmas Chronicles, the new Santa on Netflix, the Kurt Russell
one? Is that
the one
with Aslan?
No, the Kurt Russell one. I just want to bring up something.
No, I haven't had a chance to watch it yet.
It's pretty damn good. And here's the thing. They have some elves because, duh. And one elf only does that floss dance thing. And here's what I'm here to say. More flossing. I'm in it now. I'm in. I just put the floss dance on everything.
You flossing, you were like, no, sir. No, thank you. But this elf and Christmas.
Yes, hello, clothes. Backpack Kid. I have a story for you.
Well, see, I don't care about Backpack Kid. I'm out. Like, he's an idiot. I think he's...
Who's Backpack Kid?
He's the kid that thinks he invented the floss.
Backpack Kid?
He's that the one in the Katy Perry video.
No. You made this up. Search
Backpack Kid right now, character. And you'll see that he's suing Fortnite.
Yeah, sure. So is Prime Minister Garbage. Yeah, of course.
No, look, search it. Do it right now. Search Backpack Kid.
I invented flossing. Remember, brush your teeth, kids, boys and girls alike. Hello. It's me.
Oh, man.
It's weird how Mickey Mouse just keeps coming back on the show.
This is what I think all kids sound like.
Wait, Colin, I want to be very clear. Backpack Kid is real. Alfonso Ribeiro is fake. Like, that's a character.
I don't know. Here's the thing. I've been to Santa Monica. I like Santa Monica. I never been to Santa's Workshop. That's all I really got.
It doesn't follow OSHA guidelines. That's all I can say.
That makes
sense. How do you know?
Because
I've been Santa Monica follows the ocean's guidelines because it's right up against the ocean.
Yeah.
You're right.
Hey, when you're right, you're right. And you're right.
Okay. I think we all need to give Colin some room because he made a slam dunk. OSHA ocean. It was a thinker, and I loved it. Every second that mulled around in my noggin.
I don't know. No, Santa Monica by Everclear is a really good song. It got their career off, and I'm voting for Santa Monica. How about that?
I'm voting for Santa's Workshop because Santa's Workshop is still magical. Anything you want can be made there pretty quickly and easily, and everyone seems happy about it.
There's
There's
nothing magical about labor abuse. I'm a Santa Monica vote. Please start a union.
Yeah, union for the band Everclear.
Unionize.
Listen, there's no ethical consumption under capitalism. But
if you've got to buy any Everclear song, it's got to be Santa Monica. Santa Monica knocks out.
They make Everclear albums in Santa's Workshop.
That's true.
Do they?
Everclear themselves were made in Santa's Workshop.
The lead singer of Everclear's name is Art Alasakis. That's just a really awful name.
No human being is named Art. That's an elf.
Right. Santa Monica will take out Santa's Workshop 2-1.
Isn't Art Alasakis that guy who had an MTV show?
No, I think he hosted Kids Say the Darndest Things.
Fuck. Bad Santa versus the Grinch's Santa.
Bad Santa, of course, being that classic, whatever the hell his name is, movie.
David Schwimmer.
The Grinch Santa being when the Grinch dresses up like Santa Claus and steals Christmas.
Yep.
Do y'all see that new Grinch movie?
Explainer.
No, I haven't had a chance to. I've heard it's pretty good, though, if you like the Grinch. So, everybody I know that saw it was like, no, it's a Grinch movie. It's another Grinch movie. I have, however, been listening to the Tyler, the Creator Grinch album, which is incredible.
Yeah, that's Tyler, yeah.
Yeah. So that's been really good. The movie Bad Santa, when it came out, I was super excited because I think I was in high school, maybe? I think I was in high school. When did that come out? Let's see. Hold on. Now I gotta look.
I think I was in high school.
Bad Santa, yeah. I was definitely... Yeah, that's the year I graduated, so... Yeah. I remember people being really excited about it, and everyone's like, "Oh, it's like a filthy, gross, like Billy Bob Thornton's so rude."
Finally, something gross.
And that movie's right. And man, that movie, I think 18-year-old Cullen thought it was really funny. 20-year-old Cullen did not. It only took 2 years for that. I think the second time I ever saw it was like 2 years after it came out, and I was done. And I think they made a second.
Batter Santa, I think is what it was called.
Is that real? Oh, God.
I think that's real.
Oh, God.
Backpack Kid is 17 years old. That's not a kid.
Well, when before he invented Fortnite, he ended up like it was like 15, you know.
Backpack young adult, like,
don't say Backpack Kid 17. That's rude.
Who is this? I hate it.
He's Backpack Kid.
This happened in 2017. What the hell was I doing?
It's happening right now.
Talking about Backpack Kid.
Look, I just want to floss. I can't do it. I can't do the
it's
dance.
Really not
I can't
that
do
difficult,
it. Like,
y'all.
It's stupid. I know it isn't. And I tried one of the other Fortnite dances. I think I talked about this. I thought I blew my knee out. And so I just really need to not Fortnite dance. The Grinch is a Santa.
The Grinch is a Santa. He steals Christmas, but then he gives it all back, much like Santa Claus, who steals Christmas from you and then gives it back later.
It's like, did y'all ever watch the Always Sunny? There was the holiday one with Mac's dad and how his parents would just break into places and steal the Christmas presents. And that's how they did it. Or whatever. Like each morning they would wake him up and make him steal Christmas presents and tell him it was theirs in somebody else's house. That was a really good episode. That's all I wanted to say. That for some reason remind me of that. I don't know why.
No.
Is Bad Santa a good movie?
I don't think it's the worst movie.
That's a hard no.
No, I don't think it's that bad. I think the first one's just, it is what it is. It's a raunchy, crappy Santa movie.
Your taste is skewed, my friend.
Yeah, well, I mean, if it was Joe Dirt Santa, then we would be voting 100% yes.
Gotcha, understood. I'm going to be the Grinch Santa vote on this one.
Cullen, you've seen Joe Dirt too. Does he dress as a Santa?
I don't remember. I blocked Joe Dirt 2 out from all of my memory. I purposely jumped off of my roof just to stop that memory from coming back. Like, I don't.
There's a part in Cullen's brain where he Cask of Amontillado, Joe Dirt 2.
For the love of God, Cullen.
It's we're not opening that up. I don't care if it's the $1 million question on who wants to be a millionaire. I'm not going back there. I won't do it. I won't do it.
Of course. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sure. You are on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire in 2018. And you're at the
end. And I'm at the end. Yeah.
I'm going to be the Grinch Santa, if only for the Tyler, the Creator music, because I'm not really big on the Grinch. And I think Bad Santa is stupid. But, boy, Tyler, the Creator, huh?
Well, nobody's big on the Grinch. The dude fucking sucks.
But
he's
people sure do
asshole.
Watch his shit every year.
Well, yeah, so that way we know, like, oh, okay, look, like, pointing at the one guy we all make fun of, like, oh, there's Mr. Smells-a-Lot, don't be like him.
I'm glad I learned for the 27th year in a row that being kind to people makes you feel good.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think if you're asking me right now which is better, Billy Bob Thornton Santa Claus or the Grinch, I'm going to say the Grinch.
Sounds like a sweet.
It's true. It's true, though.
All right. Well, that's a sweep then. The Grinch will knock out Billy Bob Thornton 3-0. I do like Friday Night Lights. We should watch that movie together. Oh, that's a good movie.
What? Clear eyes, full hearts. Can't lose.
Santa's Little Helper versus Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
I remember when Ben Stein said that on TV. Clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose.
Ooh-wee. So every once in a while I get that mojo back in me. I'm just like, oh, it feels like episode 10 and the world is new. Santa's Little Helper is the dog from The Simpsons, and Santa Claus is Coming to Town is the song where Bruce Springsteen has a heart attack on stage and we listen to it on the radio every year.
That's pretty much it. Like, I like that song, and then when I was a kid, that song didn't play as much, I think. And every time it came out, I was like, damn, this is like a rockin' ass version of this song. This rules. Now I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't do it. It drives me nuts. You're right. It sounds like he's literally dying.
After two straight days of Christmas shopping, I have to tell you, I don't think y'all hate Christmas music. Y'all just hate all the shitty covers of Christmas music they play
There's good Christmas music.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of good
Christmas music. Oh, and I like Christmas music. Don't let that
Bruce Springsteen's Santa Claus Coming to Town is not one of them.
He opens
the song. If I have to hear him one more fucking time, be like, y'all been good this year? And then just like faintly in the background. That's not many. Not many. Like, cut that shit out. Get to the fucking song.
Just record a verse.
30-second opening.
Yep. Here's the thing. No, so my problem was that I've worked in retail for a while. And so the problem with Christmas music is, so they try to be very secular or non-secular. So when I worked at my last job, they played the most popular Christmas songs. And we got a Jingle Bell Rock. And you were like, yeah, I like the original Jingle Bell Rock. That's cool. I heard that today. But then they cover it by four different people in the next hour. So you're still getting Jingle Bell Rock. You're just getting different versions that aren't that different. And mixed in with a Michael Bublé song. And it ain't doing it for me.
I heard two separate pop, like basic ass pop covers of Last Christmas. And in the back of my head, I was like, it ain't that fucking hard to get Wham. What are you doing?
Yeah, the Wham version of Last Christmas is the best one. And then if there was a secondary, it'd be the Jimmy Eat World one. And that's, they don't even go the whole song in that one. Like, it's weird. It's weird.
Can I tell you, every morning I leave, I wake up at 6 a.m. and I leave my house around 7. And you know how whenever you get in the car, like, it's always not exactly 7. It's like 7:03, 7:04. For whatever reason, lately I've just been getting in the car to turn the radio on 7:06 every single morning. And every single morning at 7:06, I start the car, the engine roars, the radio comes on, and I swear to Christ, without skipping a beat, Big Bad Voodoo Daddy is blaring through my speakers.
Oh, man.
That's a terrible way to start your day, Dan.
For 4 fucking minutes, that song goes on, and it is 2 verses on loop for 4 minutes.
Ugh. That's pretty terrible.
No one should wake up.
That's pretty terrible.
No one should wake up to Big Bad Voodoo Daddy.
Don't wake Big Bad Voodoo Daddy. Episode 11, let's go.
So Santa's little helper, I guess I was thinking of, like, I was not thinking of the dog. I do not normally think of the dog. I usually think of, like, the term. So Santa has a little helper is a dog, and that's cool.
Yeah.
That's better than Santa Claus is coming to town, which is a pretty mediocre at best Christmas song, even the Bruce Springsteen version. And I don't know, dogs are generally better than mediocre, so I guess I'll be a Santa's little helper vote.
Wow.
Well, so, but here's the thing. What about the Santa Claus Coming to Town movie, which is pretty good? There's a Burgermeister Meisterburger. There's Winter Warlock. There is a weird psychedelic song in the middle. At the end, they get married. Santa and Mrs. Claus get married on the same day Jesus was born.
It's true. And then Jesus is born the same day, and it's their kid, all on the same day. It's a miracle, Christmas miracle.
No,
I learned how to walk from that movie, because they have that whole song where he's like, you put one foot in front of the other.
Yeah. And
I didn't actually learn how to walk from that. No, I knew how to walk. I was just, that song got stuck in my head, and it was a terrible time.
You tried to learn, the backpack kid really messed you up with the walking thing. Until you watch the Winter Warlock get it on.
That's what my family called Dora the Explorer.
Jesse is broken.
God.
We need to send him in for repairs under warranty. And if it's not under warranty, don't get it fixed. Just give us a new one.
Just a replacement. Just a little bit.
2019, year of new Jesse.
Oh.
You get Jesse 2.
New Jesse. Ooh.
Nude Jesse 2019.
Nude Jesse'd.
I'm a Santa Claus is Coming to Town vote. I think Santa's Little Helper isn't that great of an entry on the best Santa bracket. I'm sorry.
So I had that episode of The Simpsons like as a book when I grew up, and I got it for Christmas, and it's like a really sad little like good book. So I'm actually
Santa's.
I had
that book where Sonic the Hedgehog loses his shoes.
Oh no! Well, I didn't. Santa's Little Helper is my vote. And I really don't want to hear about votes being messed up, because I've listened to the last couple episodes, and I really...
Oh, well, no. Give me some feedback.
No. We'll talk. We'll talk. We'll talk. Oh, okay. We'll talk. Yeah. Anyway, Santa Claus is coming to town. We'll take out Santa's little helper, 2-1. Sandy Claus versus Coca-Cola Santa.
Sandy Claus from A Nightmare Before Christmas. He get kidnapped.
Yep. He does. He does get kidnapped.
By kids, by actually. Lock, it's pretty funny. Barrel. It's a pretty good pun.
Coca-Cola Santa is just like a classic thing, right? Like, people just love that. It's just like an old school. He's just like the jolly old Santa. In fact.
Or it's a capitalistic ploy to get your money.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Yeah, I mean, pretty much. But Coca-Cola will not sway you on that. They'll let you know. Like, you know better than that. I'm a Sandy Claus vote.
One would argue that both of these got kidnapped, one of them for profit.
You're not wrong. Okay. Not wrong. Because the Coca-Cola Santa, Santa used to be a whole bunch of different colors. He used to wear green suits. He used to wear purple suits. He was the most fashionable fucking guy out there. And then Coca-Cola was like, hold on a second.
What red suit, though?
That's exactly what the Coca-Cola executives sound like.
Drink our, what a Coke with zero calorie.
Yep. Yeah, totally. I thought I saw a putty tat, said Pepsi.
Vanilla? I run soda company.
2018 was real hard on Jesse Knowles, y'all, and you just gotta give him a break. I do like the flex. I do like the, hey, let's co-opt Santa, turn him into our own, and rebrand Santa. So that way everybody associates red. And now they did it. Congratulations. That's a very super villain thing to do. I'm into it. I'm a Coca-Cola Santa vote.
But see, in Nightmare Before Christmas, Sandy Claus was portrayed as a villain. We didn't know what he was. We knew that he was okay, but Jack didn't.
That's true.
I mean, what
is that supposed to do for me? He's an idiot.
But no, he is found to be honest at the end of the day, and the exact opposite is true for the
Cocoa
plant. Cocoa drink.
Love cocoa.
You know.
Remember me.
I didn't cry. What's your vote? Tough. My vote is for Sandy Claus, because he's innocent. Just an old man. Oogie Boogie's the bad guy. He's made of bugs. That's bad.
Just let him keep going. Eventually we'll have to wind him back up.
Sandy Claus takes out the Coca-Cola Santa 2-1. Krampus versus I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus.
I used to work at Toys R Us Express, and there was, if you think your music situation at work is bad enough, at Toys R Us Express, they explicitly provided us with one, count them, one CD that was children's covers of Christmas songs. Not a single adult to be heard or seen. Even Kids Bop. Kids Bop, you're thinking? No. This was not of the caliber of Kids Bop. So this was just a chorus of kids for a solid hour a day singing about seeing mommy kissing Santa Claus. That was a nightmare. So I'm going to actually vote for the nightmare real quick.
I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus vote? Is that what you said?
No, Krampus. Oh, sorry. I should have clarified. See,
yeah. I was like that. I mean, that's a nightmare too. But
so I've never actually seen that recent Krampus movie, but it looks fantastic.
It is so stupid and fun. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that movie's... It's got Adam Scott. The whole movie's fucking good. It's funny. It's silly. It's got enough, like, old, like, dumb horror movie elements.
I also didn't know, like, the practical effects for the monsters. And it's...
Yep. They did practical effects. There's a lot of really cool stuff about Krampus. That movie. I love that movie. I love that movie. Yeah, I gotta be a Krampus vote. Y'all should know this by now.
There's a video with 12 million views titled The Untold Truth of Backpack Kid.
The true Krampus of our new holiday season. He shows up to your house at night and just flosses. That's bad. It's bad. Oh, it's bad.
Oh, it's bad.
Oh, it's bad. We watched.
I was like, you've seen Kung Pao recently.
Yeah, we recently watched Kung Pao. And oh, it's bad. Master Payne's in town.
Oh, it's bad.
Welcome to our new podcast, Kung Pao Enter the Cast.
Open your mouth.
I've seen that movie in the last 6 months myself. So yeah, that movie is good. It holds up. Like, the good parts hold up.
Yes, it does. That movie. The only bad thing about Kung Pao is that damn cow fight.
That cow fight sucks. That is literally like
the only
so
thing
bad.
That's terrible in that movie. I'm a Krampus boat. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, I saw Mommy's Kissing Santa Claus as a, I guess a, it was a cute song in the 50s about mom or whatever, about, it's a story about a kid not realizing that Santa is his dad. Oops. But I don't know.
Yeah.
That sucks. So I'm going to be a Krampus vote.
Right. There we go. Krampus will sweep out I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus 3-0. Santa Claus versus Secret Santa.
Secrets are fun, right?
Yeah.
No, they're not, actually.
If you think about it, the real Santa Claus is kind of a secret because nobody knows where he lives.
Sure.
I mean, we know it's the North Pole, but we can't find him because of Santa magic.
Ah, Satan's magic.
Satan's magic.
You don't know where he's at. He's a secret Santa. What if it was like, what if Secret Santa was like a spy Santa?
Oh, like Secret Squirrel? Cool.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that whole, what is it? Gene, hold up. What's that guy from Kiss?
Gene Simmons.
Anyway, I ruined my own joke, but what I was saying was, you know, Kiss. Gene Simmons started that band. He made that band called Kiss, the Kids in Santa Service.
Yeah, Kids in Santa Service.
Ooh.
It was Night in Santa's.
Look, Santa Claus is the real Santa Claus. It's fun to, well, all right, let's be real. When I was 5 years old, I did thought I heard Santa Claus. I was awake, ready to hear him, and I did hear him. I heard him rustling downstairs, coming down the chimney, and I did a tippy-tippy-toe down the staircase.
You ruined the magic.
I knew which stairs on the staircase were the creakiest, and I stepped over them ever so gently. Ooh, so I was Solid Snake at five. Getting down that staircase, getting ready to meet that man himself and tell him, thank you.
Weapons and equipment, OSP.
Thank you for the Hot Wheels. Thank you so much for the PlayStation. And what did I see but my mother very frantically shoving wrapping paper underneath the couch next to her and yelling, what are you doing awake? I thought I heard Santa Claus. He's not here yet. Go to bed. And Jig was up. Well, Jig wasn't really up. I still believed for a couple more years.
You're still in.
When I was in kindergarten, the teacher gave us all a packet of reindeer food. And so I put that That's out. Fun. We were living in an apartment
That's a fun
at the
way
time.
To distribute drugs.
Yeah. So we put. So what the way what how this worked was, I don't know what it was. It was like seeds or something. It was in a baggie. And I was like, cool. I hope we get this every year because I want the reindeers to eat. And so we got this in a little baggie. And that year we put this outside. What we did was we took the bag and we emptied the contents on the gravel road outside because we were on an apartment at the time. And then we went inside and made some cookies and milk. And all of the things were gone when I woke up as a kid. And I thought it was magic. I don't know how long I believed in Santa. I think at some point I believed in Santa purely out of spite, or not spite, but like fear that if I stopped believing, I would stop getting presents. So,
sure. I believed in Santa until I saw my brother take an inner tube, and because
I don't like where this is going.
Come on the show, Dan's brother.
After hunting around the home for presents, and I was like, Santa's going to bring them. I don't know what you're talking about. Then blow up an inner tube and just very lightly pull himself across the fresh snow to not leave too much, not even fresh snow. It was like packed down. So like if he stepped, there would be footprints. So, but he rode this inner tube across the snow to the camper and looked in the window of the camper and came back secret agent style and said, there's an Xbox in there. sure enough, there was an Xbox the next week. And then, all right. Okay. I guess my brother Santa Claus.
That's the thing. What you're really finding out here.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't know how he does it. I do know how he does. He complains a lot. He puts a lot of miles on the station wagon, but
I'm gonna be. So Secret Santa is this thing that you can like sign up for, and then you all get each other anonymous gifts, and sometimes it works out, and sometimes it sucks. And I'm not that big into it. I don't know. I'm not a good gift
giver. Secret Santa. Well, Secret Santa is great if like there's one happening at work right now, and I know who everybody got for Secret Santa because I opted out, and
weird. I'm
the only one who opted out, and so sometimes like they can be a slam dunk. Like, oh wow, that's a really great thoughtful gift under $20 that you got somebody who they never knew they would want, but like it's a really personal thing. Great, you have proven Secret Santa has value, and then there's. You know, the Secret Santas I was in high school, where it's, oh, wow, we're all passing around the same $5 Dunkin' Donuts gift card to each other, huh? That's just what we're doing. This is just sort of a duck, duck, goose of a Dunkin' Donuts gift card.
I'm going to be I guess I'm a Santa Claus vote, because I wouldn't get video games during Christmas if he didn't exist.
Yeah, I'm going to be a Santa vote. Yeah.
I am... also going to be a Santa vote because Secret Santa can go very, very bad, especially when they're like, all right, who do you think was your Secret Santa?
Ugh.
And then everyone is wrong. And you are super duper wrong. The most wrong. And you actually made your Secret Santa feel bad.
There we go. Secret Santa will get dunked on by Santa Claus 3-0 in another suite.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but I'm very excited because of this double anime entry matchup we have in the next round.
The next entry is Janelle Santa Cruz versus Delibird, your anime entry of the week.
So,
yeah, there we go. Yeah, yeah. We stare at the beautiful women. She's looking at you. I don't think so. She's looking at me. Oh, Mr. Jones, you wild.
I had to turn it. I had to turn it back down because of a backpack kid.
So Janelle Santa Cruz is a friend of the show.
The best Santa.
The best Santa. Technically a Santa. Has been on the show a few times.
Jesse's like stumbling here.
Jesse's talking about this like Janelle, who let's see, I think I knew her. Janelle was on the show for like 6 seasons.
It's true. Yeah.
Great friend of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody who was back on very, very recently. Janelle, we love you.
Come back on the show.
You're apparently better at Overwatch than all of us now.
True.
And that's upsetting to me personally because I put a lot of my identity in that, but okay. And I would argue one of the best Santas on this bracket.
It's true.
I have seen Janelle Santa Cruz travel around the world in less than an hour.
I don't know if I've seen that, but I've definitely seen her yell about video games like a lot on the internet. So
also I've seen her about to smack down a dude in the Boston Seaport hotel lobby.
Yep.
Also true.
Justifiably so, might I add.
I hate that this matchup is against Delibird because Delibird, he got released on Pokemon Go and he's a little sweet boy and he can be shiny today. And he gives out presents and his old move is giving out presents.
And sometimes the presents heal the enemy and sometimes they are bombs. And that's the only two choices.
Counterpoint. Janelle Santa Cruz has a presence.
Yeah, that's why I'm going to vote. I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to pull the trigger here and vote for not Delibird. I'm going to vote for Janelle Santa Cruz. Ha ha.
Yeah, but like, is Janelle Santa Cruz a Pokemon?
This could go either. This could go really good or really bad, and we got to play this carefully.
If anything, should be an Ultra Beast who is badass for another dimension, and that's where my Janelle Santa Cruz would be. So
Colin just played Exodia. That's how good. That's how good he did with that.
Anyone care to deliver another one here?
You mean deliver like Delibird? One of my favorite Pokemon, genuinely. When Gold and Silver came out and they were like, hey, here's Delibird. It's Santa's best friend. What? Excuse me?
Like the real Santa?
True, though.
Jesse, are you leaning anyway?
I mean, one of these is real, and if I vote against it, there will probably be real actual repercussions. So I'm a Janelle Santa Cruz vote.
Wow. That's brave of that's brave of you to because Delibird will come. Delibird will come for you, your family, your loved ones. Yeah, you know what? Let's make it a sweep.
Yeah.
There you go.
Let's hold hands and make it a sweep.
Janelle Santa Cruz will knock out Delibird, the anime entry of the week. 3-0. Yeah. We tell each other fairy tales.
We do that.
I just want another part of that song.
Mr. Jones, come on the show.
Round two, Mall Santa, Santa Monica, the Grinch Santa, Santa Claus is coming to town, Sandy Claus, Krampus, Santa Claus, and Janelle Santa Cruz. So, Mall Santa versus Santa Monica.
So, the Mall Santa in Santa Monica, I haven't met, but I've heard good things.
He can live beside the ocean. He can leave the world behind. You can swim out past the breakers and watch the world die.
All right, I'm going to Google what the fuck Santa Monica is, because y'all are really just wrecking this thing, and I can't
I'm still living with your ghost. Yeah. Nah.
Oh, this song.
This song bangs. It's a good song.
Okay. Wait, sorry.
Do it. Dude. Stupid gig.
All right, now I'm big black boots in an old
suitcase. See, now you get it.
All right, before I was like, wow, we're really going hard for Santa Monica, but now?
That song's very, very good.
I mean,
that's a gem. That's a gem from the 90s right there.
I mean, it's from the 90s, that's for sure.
It's, do not, Jesse, do not. I will strike you down.
Do it.
How dare
do it,
you?
Do it.
Santa Monica, do it. Hey, real quick, I want to time out real quick. There is a scene in the new Spider-Man movie where they do the sleep, and I straight up burst out laughing. And y'all, that movie is the best movie of the year. That is, there's hands down, there's not a better movie this year.
Is it the best Spider-Man movie? Sorry, I have to
interrupt. It's the best Spider-Man movie. It's the best movie of the year, hands down. There's nothing else better. Go see Spider-Man.
I haven't seen shit this year, and I might make an exception for Into the Spider-Verse.
Well, you just gotta look before you flush. Boom, got him. Thank you, everybody. BracketPodcast.com.
I'm a Santa Monica vote. Dan?
I mean, I really, really like a good Mall Santa, though. That's Colin. That's Colin Jennings music.
Still living with your ghost.
What if you were on like fucking WWE, and that was your intro music?
If it gets to the chorus, I'm in, man. He like jams it out towards the end of it. He gets really like over the top.
No. It's the start of it.
Like the beginning. I would love it. But that's, in fact, now I want to go and do like a local wrestling show just because of that. So
I think between the two, damn, I thought this would be an easy Mall Santa vote, but I'm going to be a Santa Monica vote.
Oh boy. Now that Dan played the song, you know,
there's no real like question of, are you one of the good ones when it comes to the song? So I'm going to be a Santa Monica vote. Cause you know, it's one of the bad ones. There's no
there
mystery.
It is. There it is. Santa Monica by Everclear will sweep out the Mall Santa 3-0. The Grinch Santa versus Santa Claus is coming to town. The Grinch could beat up Bruce Springsteen, right?
I mean, which Grinch? The Jim Carrey one, yes.
Counterpoint. The Jim Carrey one, no.
Oh,
the
okay.
Original
okay.
One, yes.
That twig?
Okay. Yeah, yes, because Jim Carrey cannot fight. He thinks he can fight, but really he would just yell and dance around and go, nying, 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 nying. That's nothing. That's not a move. But I think the original Grinch, or even this new Minion Grinch, which, let's be real, it's a Minion Grinch.
It's a minion Grinch, yes.
Could have a series of Super Smash Brothers-esque moves set to it.
Hey, I hear that. But do you think in the first trailer for Minions 3 that they're going to have a minion flossing? Do you think they're going to do it? Because they should.
Hold up. Despicable Me 3. Wait, there's a Minions. There's not a Minions 2.
Is there Minions 2?
No, there's not a Minions 2.
Oh, there's not. Okay, for some reason I thought there was a Minions 2. So in Minions 2...
I understand, Colin. There's a confusion because the timeline splits when there's child Minion and adult Minion in Despicable Me 2.
And then there's Basketball Minion.
Santa Claus... So first off, this is where a lot of the mythos comes in because he sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. That's it. That's it. Like, that's it. Really, now that I think about it, it's just that, and he brings toys. That's,
It says be good for goodness sake, but really, what has goodness ever done for us?
Exactly, Jesse. I'm right there with you. Like, no, be good to get rewards. This actually is the original loyalty program.
Yeah.
Sign up, enter your email, and every time you shop with Santa will bring you some extra rewards. Cashback.
These rewards are only available for 3 months after your purchase. January 2nd to March 31st. So
you get 3% back on your groceries and 2% back on your gas.
Now there is a 27% APR with Santa, but the miles.
Look, I'm the Grinch vote.
I'm a Santa Claus is coming to town vote.
I'm
Jesse. That's who you are.
I'm Jesse. And I think I feel about equal for both of these. And so that's why I'm a Grinch vote, because one's a cartoon and the other one's stop motion.
Fine.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Uh-huh. Is the thing.
Sure.
Okay. Sure, yeah.
All that made sense.
It's fine.
Stop motion's not a cartoon.
No, stop motion's a cartoon. But one's like a Dr. Seuss thing, and one's old.
Oh, hey, that reminds me. Welcome, everybody, to Detective Pikachu Review. It is the only show, mid-show, that reviews Detective Pikachu news, previews, and more, and all Detective Pikachu-related paraphernalia, including Detective Pikachu's main competitor, Sonic the Hedgehog movie. After the show last week, there was a text thread where... movie posters were shared further. Folks, I know, again, you're already way into the next news cycle. The Backpack Kid has been arrested for something by now. But we did not see the second poster that is from Sonic the Hedgehog's dick looking over the bridge.
Sonic the Hedgehog's dick GoPro is staring out across the bridge.
Like, what is that positioning of the legs, my guy? Like... First off, he runs so fast and then he sits. He leaves like an ink trail of speed? Is that what we're...
Dog, that's just what speed does. You don't know.
I haven't seen the Sandra Bullock movie, so I don't know. So first off, there's that upsetting image of Sonic the Hedgehog trying to text me if I'm up at 3 a.m. But then...
I showed you my dick.
Jesse
please
also
respond.
Shared in the chat.
Please respond. Yes. Please answer.
Why you quiet? But Jesse sent a photo of like a concept poster for when they were first pitching the movie. That's Chris Pratt as a cop leaning up against a cop car. And then it's a full shot of like an original prototype Sonic the Hedgehog that's just fuzzy for the sake of fuzzy.
Yeah. What's the matter?
I hate all of it. Is ultimately, there's no change. To Detective Pikachu review.
But you love...
The stance is still, I hate
but
it.
But you love having your nostalgia sold back to you.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Every day
I'm okay with that. I'm actually okay with it. Like, I don't have a problem with that. I never have been that guy.
Colin,
like, nostalgia's fine.
I don't think you were around for Detective Pikachu review Sonic the Hedgehog edition.
No, what? All I got was the text message stream from it.
What's your take on Sonic the Hedgehog?
Here's the thing. I understand why people are weirded out by it, but I want to see what this dick looks like.
I do want to see.
I
want to
see this. We gotta see what this dick looks like. That's where we went into
mystery, gang.
This humanoid hedgehog has got to have a dick, and we gotta see this dick.
Like, we gotta know.
That's just what it is.
Do you think that's just what it is? To put it in the middle of the movie, or is this?
It's a post-credit.
Well, Hedgehog Ring-a-Ding going to be like a post-credit scene.
Oh, it's
no. See, I think you're looking at it all wrong. Okay. I think they open the movie. He's being hip and stuff, and Snapchatting pictures of his dick to people other like right away, right off the bat.
Sure. You like these Chaos Emeralds?
Right. Oh, that's terrible.
James Marsden walks in and sees Sonic's dick and says, "Huh,
scene.
Yep, scene." Scene? Yep.
He walks in, sees Sonic's massive dong, and says, "Hey, big cat."
And Sonic's like, "No, that's my friend."
Moving on to Sandy Claus versus Krampus.
Sandy Claus. These are both scary movies, terrifying movies, horrifying movies.
One's got Danny Elfman, and that's enough to scream.
But one's got Adam Scott.
That's what I was going to say, Colin. I'm going to be a Krampus.
Yeah. Although, I'm going to say this is the best Danny Elfman soundtrack to ever exist.
You might be right, actually. Yeah, I think you might be right.
They might be giants, but I'm going to vote for them. Krampus is my vote.
Krampus is better. So I'm a Krampus vote.
There it is, another sweep. Krampus takes out Sandy Claus 3-0. Santa Claus, I'm reading all these Santa Claus, I can't even say the regular Santa Claus anymore. Santa Claus versus Janelle Santa Claus.
Now vote carefully, because this may make or break what kind of presents you get this year.
This is interesting, because on the one hand, Santa Claus is the only real Santa on this bracket.
It's true.
On the other hand, I really, 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 really want to vote for Janelle Santa Cruz.
She just had to get paired up against the Santa Claus.
Just titans of the industry. Deli Bird first, and then Santa Claus is next in her sights.
Will Janelle ever stop this rampage? Dow has plummeted 500 points.
the stock market is in a dive we've never seen before.
In this economy, you're going to vote for Janelle Santa Cruz.
I'm David Green. He's Steve Inskeep. This is Up First from NPR. And today, the president is going to see if he can take down Janelle Santa Cruz from the military.
It doesn't look good. It does not look good, Dan.
And the Backpack Kid is suing Fortnite's creators. Can you copyright a dance? We'll have that and more up next.
One of these is real.
That's a really mean thing to say about Janelle. Thank you, everybody. He sets them up. He does all the hard work. I just spike it. It's not that big a deal. I'm going to be a Janelle Santa Cruz vote.
Jesse?
Shit, I was letting y'all vote. Hey, what if I make it interesting and I vote Santa?
We already voted for Janelle.
Oh, shit. All right, whatever. I'll vote Janelle. Yeah, I guess I'll vote Janelle then.
Yeah, so... All right, Janelle will knock out Santa Claus 2-1. Semifinals, Santa Monica, The Grinch. Krampus, Janelle Santa Cruz. Santa Monica versus The Grinch is up first.
We voted out the one actual Santa.
Santa Monica?
That is true.
Yeah. There's like this, again, there's this bracket temptation, right? Oh, goddamn. Fight it.
We just put an entire 2-minute clip of the song in here and just let it ride.
When you are on Spotify, you can throw any music in your podcast. It's wild.
They let us do anything now.
The Grinch Santa is like the justified, like if we're talking best Santa Clauses, The Grinch Santa should be the one to move on. But the bracket magic of best Santa makes me vote for Santa Monica.
I'm a Santa Monica vote. God,
I'm a Grinch vote, but
there's
I can't fight against everyone's shit music taste.
That's the thing. Like the Grinch, those songs are fine, but they're not as good as Santa Monica by Everclear. It's just not a thing.
We can't. It's season fucking 14. We cannot champion Everclear on bracket right now.
I am going to sit here and again remind you, I heard what you did to Disney, and I didn't make it the whole way through before I was in a fury and rage. Oh. So do not sit here and talk about music.
Oh, are we talking? Hey, Colin, do you know what won that entry?
No, I don't know what won. That's the worst part.
That is the worst
part. I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to play you what won, okay? This is fun.
Okay. Okay. Folks, okay.
Colin Jennings is right now. He quit in rage, but now
No. Okay.
Do you have like a guess, like a top two, your top three? What would be your top three?
Well, I mean, my top three wouldn't even made it in the.
Sure. But what's your top three?
The bracket,
or just like what you thought would have.
Hold on. I'm gonna go look real quick.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead and look in the bracket.
I got it right here. Okay. Motherfuckers. Friend Like Me, out of our list, Zero to Heroes up there. You're Welcome is really up there. Damn it. Friend Like Me is definitely up there. I'll Make a Man Out of You is really good. Mm. It's probably one of those songs. It has to be. Oh my God, I'm so mad.
Friend Like
list.
Me or Make a Man Out of You or something like that? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You ready for the answer?
Yeah. That's not even the song! That's not even the one! You'll Be in My Heart is the one!
I initially said that, and everyone's like, oh, well, we'll settle for Strangers Like Me. And I was like, okay, yeah, fine.
No! You'll Be in the Heart was a actual single from the movie.
That's
oh my
the
God,
song.
You guys are monsters. Oh my God. You guys would have been so mad at me that whole episode. I want to throw up. I want to die. You have to vote for Santa Monica now. This is a penance for what you've done.
No, 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 no,
no, no, no,
no,
no, no, no,
no, no, no. You can't sit here and tell me that the injustice of voting for a Phil fucking Collins song is going to be balanced out by voting for fucking Everclear.
Wait. Oh, I can and I will.
Wait, sorry. It is. It's okay for us to vote for the other Phil Collins song from Tarzan, but not that Phil Collins
song? Oh, no, no, no. I think that one's the better song, but I also don't think it's that great.
Colin,
I think the soundtrack's fun. I don't think that song's that great.
Oh,
my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. How can you not? You ain't never had a friend like me. Come on. What the hell is wrong with you people?
Colin, if you had to pick one song from Tarzan, would it be Trash in the Camp?
No. Stop that, Dan. Stop that. I'm a Grinch vote.
I'm a Santa Monica vote.
I'm definitely a Santa Monica vote. So it was a 2-1 knocking out a Santa Monica, taking out the Grinch, earning its spot into the finals. Krampus, Janelle Santa Cruz. One of them will make it to the finals.
Both of these teach you valuable lessons during the holidays.
I've never slept in the same bed as a Krampus, but I assume that it kicks just as hard and snores just as loud as a Janelle Santa Cruz does. I love Janelle so much. I love Janelle. I have to step off this train. I have to run a Krampus train. Everyone knows me. I gotta run the Krampus.
You gonna vote for Krampus?
I gotta vote for Krampus. I'm sorry, Janelle. I love you, but I gotta vote for Krampus.
Hey, I say this as someone who likes a Krampus. Y'all feel like Krampus is getting overplayed?
Okay, I've gotten into this discussion before. I thought it was for a few years, and I think that now it's like already done that. Like, oh my God, check out this is Krampus. This is crazy, and it's already reverted back to that. Like, oh shit, what is Krampus? Like, I think we're already back around that whole loop really fast. Because the only thing Krampus I've seen this year, other than I watched the Venture Brothers Christmas special the other night, and then I saw the Junkrat from Overwatch.
Yeah, I was going to mention that Junkrat skin's really good.
I love it.
Listen, I understand your Krampus vote. I did just look at the Wikipedia page, and it did mention something about a Der Clown, and I did Google that, and I hated it. I hated it.
So you love clowns is what you're saying.
So, like, no, like, I mean, here's the thing. It's not the clowns thing. The clowns are fine. It's just when, like, it's an evil one. You know what I mean? You know the knife thing about, I mentioned about work, like, when we were talking about Michael Myers, I was like, I do keep an eye on the knife.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a lot of drains a clown could come up from there, is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
My life is a living nightmare every day living inside my brain. I'm going to be a Janelle Santa Cruz vote.
Now, if let's say if the Krampus were real, and so is Dirk Cloud.
Which he is.
Sure, yes. Mm. Do you think it would be a... Dirk. Do you think it's Shaggy Too Dope, or do you think it's the other one?
Holy shit, Jesse's good. Jesse's good. Jesse's so good.
Do you think Krampus is a big money hustler?
He definitely is.
The tagline of that movie,
you can't run that empire on nothing.
When, when Krampus comes marching on your roof, you hear the telltale hooves a stomping, and you hear a whoop whoop. Krampus runs with the hatchet, is what I'm saying.
Krampus only visits when you dump Faygo down the drain. Jesse, what's your vote?
That's a good question. What are our votes right now?
It's 1-1.
Shit. So you're telling me that if I vote for Krampus, it'll be my fault that Janelle gets knocked out, and I'd feel bad about that. So I'm going to be a Janelle vote.
All right. Janelle Santa Cruz will take out the Krampus 2-1, earning her spot in the finals. So we have a third place battle up first, though, before we get there. The Grinch versus Krampus. I'm a Krampus first vote. Fuck the Grinch.
So they're kind of the same thing, except one's green.
So is that all you got?
That's about it. That's
so
it.
Was that it? That was like...
I'm just making... Hey, I'm here for the observations.
I was like, where are we going with this?
I see. I just calls it like I sees it.
Jesse's just shooting words out and hoping to God somebody scoops them up into their boat.
Yeah, man.
Down
I'm here
the podcast to, I'm... river.
I'm going to be a Krampus vote.
I'm going to be.
Yeah, I'm a Krampus.
I'm going to see that movie soon. I'm going to watch that movie.
Let me know. I'll be up every night after 10:30 when my work finally releases me.
Colin, I might come over sometime when you got free time and I might watch Krampus.
Colin, it's starting to sound like Krampus might visit you.
Oh, man, that'd be cool as shit.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Yeah, when he brings Dirk
Clown. Jingling his chains and whipping me with birch branches. Yeah. And...
when Dirk Clown shows up, too, let me know if it's still.
Wait a minute. Cool. Wait. Whoa. Dirk Clown was never part of this.
Dracula brings his son, and Krampus brings Dirk Clown.
We know how I feel about Dracula and his son. Oh, his fucking
much like
son.
Dracula, Krampus is recently divorced, and just
Krampus
cool
and his son. Dun 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 dun. No, or no, Krampus and Dirk.
So here's a question: If Dracula names his son Alucard, does Krampus name his son Supmark?
Move on to the finals. Go. Just go.
I just want to know, because Supmark's an okay name. It's not great.
The same button you hit to subscribe to the podcast, you can unsubscribe to. You just got to hit it again, folks.
You don't see that in Castlevania.
Krampus will sweep out the Grinch, taking third place, making the Grinch dirty toilet water. We are moving on to the finals. In one corner, Santa Monica. In the other corner, Janelle Santa Cruz.
So one of these is a location. It's also a song, I guess. And the other one is a person
and also
that
a song.
We've all met. And also a song, person. I guess.
We can live beside the ocean, hang out with Janelle Santa Cruz.
All right, you know what? Yeah, no, you guys made your fucking bed. You vote. Is it the Everclear song or is it the person?
I'm still dreaming of your face.
Hey, stop.
That's a lyric.
That's lewd.
I love Janelle, but I've already voted against her. All right, I can't come back from that. Like, I can't. But she would gladly understand that Santa Monica by Everclear should win the best Santa bracket. She should. She knows this.
Counterpoint. I think she is the one person who wouldn't understand.
yeah. She'd be like, "No, please stop."
And furthermore, so you're a Santa Monica vote.
Absolutely.
I am a Janelle Santa Cruz vote. because, and let me listen, Janelle, I love, and I could still consider to be a very good friend, despite, like, we haven't talked recently, but I still totally am in Janelle's corner. I do, this is a hunch, this is a suspicion, I do think she has access to the Instagram account. And I do need that back. So I'm going to be a Janelle.
Was this the whole ploy the whole time? See, you had a different ploy, Jesse. Or Jesse, he had a different ploy the whole time. See?
Yeah, but like, and yeah.
Jesse.
Again, like,
Jesse.
Hey.
They betrayed you last week. They betrayed you.
They betrayed
your
every
entire
week.
Phil Collins. Like, look, you can do the right thing.
Jesse, just imagine. First off, it's well-deserved, right? Like, nobody can argue that it's not a well-deserved win. Probably the most deserved win in the history of Bracket. Also, can you imagine the Tournament of Champions champions possibility? It would be a long road to get there of a Dan McKenna-Janelle Santa Cruz matchup.
Okay. No, see, the more you play it, the more I think the song is stupid, but I'm getting
now I just want you to come hang out.
All right.
Listen to that song with me.
On loop. So, but the problem when we make brackets, and I say this out, the problem with when we make brackets and we include people that we actually care about is that we end up in this situation where we feel bad when we vote up against them. And I don't think that's how democracy works, even though it's very obviously how our democracy works. So I
wait, before you lock in your vote.
Yeah.
Everyone was cool with voting Dan McKenney through.
That was a long time ago, Dan.
Sure.
That was a long time ago, Dan.
That was 2009.
That's what, 2018?
Yeah, but I'm just, man, if we're really going to get Janelle this close to victory, right? Like, the top of the mountain is just on the other side of that ridge.
She would play Overwatch against you and whoop your ass for an hour straight without any qualms
and
about
I'd
it.
Love
Do
it.
Not even.
I'd eat it up.
She's so good at
Step
it.
Step on me.
No, but I don't want this Tournament of Champions for Season 14 to be overtaken by any sort of bias. And
do
also,
you think genuinely Persia's going to see Janelle Santa Cruz and be like, who is, like, oh, yeah. But
no, but I really like seeing you writhe against your own bed of your own making.
No, I like this. I like this. Jesse's good.
And I want to see Everclear in the Tournament of Champions. So I'm going to be a Santa Monica vote. Janelle, I say this. I'm sorry. Please don't hold it again. Please come back on the show. We love you. We miss you.
Just going to let this play the whole time.
Don't do that. That's definitely copyright something.
I want to see Santa Monica beat, because that's the most bracket option, right? Like, we all just say, like, hey, remember that? Oh, yeah, that's fucking great. And we say that for an hour, and that's what the listeners pay for.
That's
so, like,
true.
That's the show.
Jesse slammed on that one, I guess. You're right.
There you have it, fans. Santa Monica will take out Janelle Santa Cruz 2-1 in the best Santa bracket. The Krampus will be the third place, and the Grinch will officially be dirty toilet water. Yeah. Yeah. We did it. We discovered who the best Santa was.
Man.
And it was the Everclear song.
Like, we mentioned the city literally, I think, once, and then we went straight to the Everclear song.
Just so you know how much this show sucks ass, we voted for the song by Everclear.
We're already familiar with your terrible mistakes. Yeah. Well, hey, you're hearing this. Have a lovely holiday if you're celebrating the holiday. And hey, you know what? If you're not celebrating the holiday, or maybe you already are set up for a bad one, that's okay. You know what? There's always the sun will always rise on the next day, until it doesn't. Then we're gone.
That's true.
And thank you to all of our Patreon backers, including Gabe Silva, Jeff Criswell, Andrew Ripple, Oliver Beatty, Rank Thane, Lindsay, Average Jonah, Will Kuslega, Evan Bommel, Tom Nemsek, Zeppa Worf, Mike Hall, GX Barnett, Eric Marie, and Michael Zavala. That is at patreon.com/bracket. Just a reminder, there's not going to be a regular episode next week. There might be something on the feed, but I'm not going to make any promises. But you can check on the Twitter, twitter.com/bracketcast.
Oh, there will be.
Okay. But there will.
Don't worry, I'll make that promise.
There will be Patreon content though going up next week before the end of the month. So look forward to that if you're a Patreon backer. Cullen, back over. That's your local on the eights. Back over to you at the news desk, Cullen.
Well, the backpack kid arrested, felony charges of arson. And as always, you can
charged with smuggling cocaine for Tim Allen. What?
Oh no! Well, Tim Allen's gonna snitch him out either way.
4 years ago, we made that Tim Allen joke
because I think it was. But Tim Allen, Tim Allen never made it up against Santa Monica. So, as always, you can find us at bracketpodcast.com, Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr, Instagram at. And blah, blah, I can't remember what I was saying, so we're going to do that again. As always, you can find us at bracketpodcast.com, Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr, and Instagram is BracketCast. If you like, you can subscribe to us using iTunes or whatever podcast client you do use. Just search for Bracket. Remember, we're still on Spotify. Let us know if you're using Spotify. You can still leave reviews on iTunes. We would like that very much. And have a happy holidays, everybody.
So there's a there is a photo of a young man holding a what looks like a golden promotional pickaxe in front of a, like, you know, when you're out on the red carpet and there's a whole bunch of logos in the background on the wall, but it's just Fortnite as the logo.
Is this Fortnite?
And it's the backpack kid in front of it, and the headline is "The Floss Kid Jumps on the Fortnite Lawsuit Wagon." I gotta say, kid, it seems like you threw out your chances already with this picture, my guy. Seems like you were already pretty cool with Fortnite.
Yeah, the problem with his whole thing is that he did participate in a promotion directly affiliated to Fortnite with his dance.
Right, so, right. He went to like an event and did it. Yeah.
He is technically, he did at one point give them permission.
Kids are kids, right? There is like, that kids are kids. Thing. Let kids be kids. Let kids grow up and learn on their own and make mistakes, right?
Let Fortnite be Fortnite.
But I hate this kid.
Doing a professional radio show on the internet.